Congratulations, your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. It is Monday, new day, new week. I am absolutely delighted to get to be here with you. My soul is giddy because I am actually live with my Big Life Mentoring girls right now, broadcasting live for them to watch. And it has been 2 months since I've gotten to do this live. While we've been traveling around the world, the time zones have been radically different. And I have missed recording live with my Big Life sisters. And so I am back in the States. I'm actually in Illinois. I'm sitting outside. It is brisk. It is chilly. It is springtime. The birds are singing. You might hear a little bit of birds singing in the background. It's a good day to get to be alive. I'm so thankful that you're here. I want to tell you two things real quick this morning before we get to devotional. First of all, if you would like to come to a Big Life retreat, girl, I have your opportunity. In July, July 12th through 14th, we are going to be in the Austin, Texas area on Buchanan Lake. We are going to do a girls' weekend on the lake, and it is going to be amazing. We have a massive, gorgeous lake house with private lakefront property. It is its own private resort with a swimming pool and lounge areas. And we are going to have such an amazing girls' weekend on the lake in Texas, July 12th through 14th. Registration is open, and I do still have spots available. So, super simple. If you want to join us, go to bigliferetreat.com, and you'll see the image there for our Texas Lake Retreat. Click on that image, and if it says spots are available, spots are available. Come on, sister, come alone, or bring your best friend, your mama, your sister, whatever. I would love to share a retreat with you. The second thing I want to tell you is this is just a warning that I have some extreme jet lag. Okay, we came in from Bali, and that was a 28-hour flight. Oh my gosh, y'all, crazy, crazy long flight to get back. And the past 2 months, we have literally traveled all the way around the world. We have flown all the way around. So I'm experiencing some extreme jet lag, and I may say stupid stuff. I'm just going to warn you, I might say some stupid stuff today, because while my body is back in the States, my brain is probably somewhere like in Iceland. It hasn't quite caught up to me yet, but I am here, and I'm excited to be here with you, and I'm just going to be an available vessel for God's spirit and power to work through. And we're going to have to forgive if I get a little twisted or say something kind of sideways today. I'm trying my best. Are you ready for devotional? Here we go. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is You're a Nobody. Right? You are a nobody. You know how the enemy constantly tells you that you're not good enough, that you couldn't possibly have what it takes, that you're not pretty enough, smart enough, young enough, old enough, strong enough. And you know how exhausting it is to constantly battle those negative thoughts and try to convince yourself that Satan is wrong about you? Well, today, you're not going to fight those thoughts and feelings anymore. We're putting an end to this, and it's going to be a whole lot easier than you ever imagined. It only takes one truth from God to change everything. So today, I'm showing you a truth in God's word to change this so you don't battle those feelings of insecurity. If you battle feelings of insecurity, self-doubt, those negative talk in your head, this one is for you. I know that you've probably tried to overcome this before, and I bet you have been discouraged by your continual return to those negative thoughts and feelings about yourself. But this time, it's going to be different. Radically different. You see, this time, I'm not going to tell you to talk back to the enemy and convince him that he's wrong about you. Because actually, he's right about you. You really aren't good enough. You really don't have what it takes. You're not smart enough. You're not strong enough. You can't do this and you can't stick with it. Geez, worst Monday morning pep talk ever, right? Instead of trying to fight him again, we're going to say, thank you, enemy. You're right about me. I appreciate that reminder. And here is why that negative reminder about yourself is such a good thing. It confirms God's absolute truth about you. The truth is you are primed for God to work through. You have been hand selected for divine purposes. How do I know? Because really, you are so extremely average and unimpressive. God chooses the nobodies. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1, verses 26 through 29, consider your calling. Not many were wise from a human perspective, not many powerful, not many of noble birth. Instead, God has chosen what is foolish. He has chosen what is weak. He has chosen what is insignificant so that none of us can boast. So, what is that, Satan? You say that I'm a nobody? God chooses the nobodies. You say I'm a foolish girl with nothing special? God chooses the foolish. You say I am weak? God chooses the weak. You say I'm insignificant? God chooses the insignificant. Every time the enemy reminds you of your insecurities and pokes at your weaknesses, all you have to say is, you're right. Thank you for the reminder that I am precisely all the things God chooses. God chose Moses to miraculously set his people free and lead them out of Egypt, across the Red Sea, and through the wilderness to their promised land. Honey, do you know who Moses was? He was a nobody. He was a baby born to a slave who was supposed to be killed. He wasn't born in a palace, but God divinely placed him in a palace for eternal purposes. And then he killed a man and was hiding in the desert in shame, convinced that his life was forever ruined by his mistakes. But God would call him out of that desert. Read the story of Moses throughout the book of Exodus. God did all of this through an absolute nobody with nothing. What is it that Satan whispered in your ear this morning when your alarm rang? You're too weak. You're too flawed. You're too far gone. Gosh, thanks for all those fantastic reminders that prove I'm precisely the kind of girl God chooses. I've messed up. I failed again. You're right about that, Satan. Look at me being in prime position for God to use. God chose Mary, a humble girl without an education, without a prestigious name, without any experience at all, to raise the Savior of the world. God chose Noah, a man who had never built a boat before, to build the ark that would save mankind. God chose David, the smallest and least of all his brothers, to defeat the giant Goliath and rise up as a leader. God chose Mary Magdalene, the one who was plagued with seven demons and suffered greatly, to walk closely with him, be present at the cross, and be the first one to see him after resurrection. God chose the woman at the well, the one living in shame who had been married five times, to bring her community to know Jesus. God chooses the nobodies. He chooses the least. He chooses the broken. He chooses the unqualified. He chooses the one who could never, ever possibly be anything without him. So tell me again why God wouldn't choose you. Oh, well, good morning, geese. Tell me again why God wouldn't choose you. Tell me again why you're disqualified from his calling. Paul says again in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 3 through 5, I came to you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. Now, wait a second, okay? Paul stepped into God's purposes for his life when he wasn't sure, when he was afraid, while he still felt totally not good enough. Did you know you could do that? Did you know you can show up when you don't feel up? Did you know your imposter syndrome can be running wild and you can still run right into God's plans and purposes for your life? You know about imposter syndrome, right? That little voice that says, girl, who do you think you are trying to show up when you know you aren't really good enough? That was just luck before. You can't keep up this effort. You are doomed to fail again, and then everyone's going to know that you were always a fraud. Imposter syndrome is the condition of feeling anxious and not experiencing success on the inside, despite all your breakthroughs and progress. This condition often results in people feeling like a fraud or a phony and doubting their abilities. Do you struggle with that too? It is a constant battle in my head that creates anxiety that could sideline me in an instant. But here's what I'm learning. This is a blessing. This keeps me humble. This reminds me that it's not about me. It's about God's power working in me. I'm truly not good enough. And that's why God chose me. He chooses the foolish things. He chooses the weak things. He chooses the insignificant things. These things are what best reflect his true power. I can't possibly brag because I know me, and I know there's no way I can do any of this without God's power. And the same is true for you. Every single reason why you could never be good enough is precisely the reason why God has chosen you. Every reminder of your insignificance and your inability is direct proof of the qualifications God is looking for. God says, that girl right there, she could never do this on her own. She's perfect. I'm calling her. Paul goes on to say in verse 4, my speech and my preachings were not with persuasive words or wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith may not be based on human wisdom, but on God's power. He's basically saying, hey, I'm not very good at this thing, and I'm okay with that. I don't have to be good. I just have to let God's power work through me. What if you don't have to be good either? What if you're not expected to be world class? What if you don't have to be perfect? Like, take the pressure off, girlfriend. What if all you have to be is available and humble? You don't have to pretend to be anyone you're not. Be like Paul and admit that you don't know what you're doing and you're completely fumbling your way through this thing. You totally don't got this, but God sure does. Now, I'm about to give you a new title that you're going to love. I read this last night and I was like, oh my gosh, I love this. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Paul says, a person should think of us in this way, as servants of Christ and managers of the mysteries of God. What? I love that. Somebody make me a business card with that title. Girl, you are a servant of Jesus and a manager of the mysteries of God. Isn't that the coolest thing ever? You get to manage these mysteries that the Holy Spirit reveals to you, things that only make spiritual sense, like being chosen because you're a nobody and a nothing. There is no earthly sense in that, but it makes complete spiritual sense. You're an empty vessel for God's power. Now that God has revealed this mystery to you, manage it. There's only one thing you need to be the manager of God's mysteries you're called to be. One thing, and here it is. Next verse, 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2. It is required that managers be found faithful. That's it. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to prove anything. Just be faithful, my sister. Faithfully available, faithfully humble. Ask God what being faithful looks like in this part of your journey. Faithful in attitude, faithful in effort, faithful in changes, faithful in growth, faithful in next steps. Lord, show me how to be faithful in managing your mysteries. Show me how to be a humble nobody that you can fully work through. Now remember, today, every time the enemy of your soul tells you that you're not good enough, smart enough, or strong enough, you tell him, thank you for that reminder. Thank you. It's all true. I don't have to fight that. It's all true. I'm a nobody with nothing. And that's precisely why God has chosen you. It's why he has called you. It's why you are the one he will work through, because you could never take credit for what he is going to do. It is all God, and you're going to know it. All those insecurities, all those doubts, all those fears, you're right. Thank you for that reminder that I am precisely all of the things God has chosen, and all I need to do is be faithful. That's it. Take the pressure off. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have it figured out. You're not good enough, girl. You just have to be faithful. That's it. God has chosen you because you really are nobody with nothing. This is how God gets all the glory. You're not good enough, and you don't have to be. Just be faithful and let God work through you. That's it. It's all he's asking for. Woo-hoo! May I pray with you today? Come on and join me right now. Good morning, Papa God. Thank you for waking us up today. Thank you so much for this word that we can just take the pressure off. We can just lean into you. We can lean into knowing that all these reasons we have felt we are never good enough, and that we are never smart enough, and we never have enough is just proof of why you have chosen us, that we are this empty vessel for your power. It is about you. It's not about us. And you receive all the glory and all the honor when you work through us. So Lord, we are just here to ask, how can we be faithful today? How can we be faithful managers of the mysteries you have entrusted us with? Things that only make spiritual sense. They don't make earthly sense. Why would you choose a nobody? It doesn't make sense. Lord, help us to be faithful. Faithful in effort, faithful in attitude, faithful in next steps. Help us to be faithfully available, faithfully humble today. Thank you, God, for these truths that set us free from the prisons the enemy has tried to hold us back in our whole lives. We can now know it's all true. It's all true what the enemy says about us, but he can't use it against us anymore when we understand that's precisely why you've chosen us. We don't have to be anything else. You can just work through us, Lord. Thank you for these truths. Thank you for every soul around the world you've brought to hear this today. Lord, I lift them up to you. I pray over their families. I pray for your provisions and your protection. And I thank you so much for the way that you're working. It is in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh my goodness, I just loved this time together today. Thank you so much for joining me. Again, don't forget, if you want to come to a Big Life retreat, I would love to meet you in person. I would love to spend a weekend of life with you at the lake. I mean, there's just no better time than a girls' weekend at the lake. There's no alcohol, okay? There's no gossip. There's no chaos, no drama. It is just Big Life sisters coming together because we love Jesus and we love this beautiful world that he created for us, and we just enjoy it together. It is the most glorious time. I would love to share it with you. Check it out, bigliferetreat.com. I have spots available July 12th through 14th in the Austin, Texas area. I would love to share it with you. Have a beautiful day of life, my sister. Let's do it again tomorrow. I love you wildly. Goodbye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.